Now, a serious case review into the treatment of 5 children known to social services in Coventry has found they experienced appalling violence, intimidation and sexual exploitation over a considerable period of time.
It led to 5 men being jailed for a number of offences on the front pages of the local papers that you're waking up to this morning, including a physical assault, witness intimidation and the supply of drugs. Janet Muckadees, the independent chair of the Coventry Safeguarding Children's Board, says the children who were subject to this sort of abuse weren't taken seriously at the time, but she insisted that things have changed now.
There was, 5 years ago, a shocking lack of understanding of the sorts of exploitation to which some children, usually children from very difficult circumstances anyway, have been subject, and that all the services at that time had no real understanding of what was happening to those children. What we have learned is that people have had to unlearn their responses to young people and children of that sort, and not to refer to them in the ways that they did at that time, and not to treat them in the ways that they did at that time. And that learning has largely taken place.
Well, one of the agencies praised for its work through was Kairos, which is a charity that supports women affected by exploitation. Dr. Jane Osmond is the chair of Kairos, and Lucia is one of the project managers. Welcome, both of you, in the studio this morning.
Hello.
Thanks for coming in. Not an easy subject to talk about this morning. Talk to us about what work you did with these people. I mean, it must have just been terrible for them what they actually went through.
Yes, I mean, I think we extend our sympathies for the young people involved, because they did actually suffer some terrible trauma. But our involvement came as part of the Streetwise project run by the Children's Society.
Yeah, so as Kairos, we have since 1999 been looking at supporting women who have been affected by sexual exploitation, and predominantly adults 18 upwards that are affected by street-based prostitution. And our involvement came because we were working alongside the Children's Society, and we recognised that the risk factors for those young people that were being sexually exploited under the age of 18 were the same risk factors that affect our adult service users years down the line, and we really wanted to do something to prevent those young girls that the Children's Society was supported turning into our service users years down the line. And that's really how the partnership formed, because of that recognition that historically women that are caught up in prostitution have experienced the same kind of traumas and difficulties and challenges and barriers that the young people that this report was talking about and other young people that are affected by sexual exploitation experience.
So what was happening here? We have the official speak, don't we? We have this violence, intimidation, sexual exploitation. That's kind of the official descriptions. But what was happening on a day-to-day basis for these young people?
Well, I think child sexual exploitation is often can be characterised by being coerced. And young people often don't see that they are being coerced.
So being forced into do something that they don't want to do.
Yes, yes. Being given perhaps gifts, drugs maybe, drink, that kind of thing. So it's more often that it's non-violent coercion, although not always. So I think that's probably what was happening. And as you can see from the report, the young people were away from home as well, looked after, so were more vulnerable perhaps to attention maybe.
And they were known to social services,
yes,
weren't they? There were massive failings here. How do you deal with that as an organisation, to know that there are people to blame, but you are there to help the victims and the survivors?
Well, I think one of the most positive things that's come out of this review is that, as Janet said, that child sexual exploitation is now recognised, and it wasn't in 2012. Obviously, Kairos and Streetwise did recognise it, but it wasn't widely recognised.
It's only 5 years ago,
yes.
And that's what I find terrifying, that this was 5 years ago. This was a recent thing. This is not historic back 30 years, is it?
No, definitely not. No, that's right. But I think Rotherham actually educated people on exactly what child sexual exploitation is. Also, the Jimmy Savile did as well, I think, because it became apparent that young people were being coerced. And so people began to wake up and think, hang on a minute. And hopefully the victim blaming for the young people will now stop, is what we'd like to see.
And how are they now? Are you still supporting them now?
So they're... We supported one of the five victims in the case, and she is being supported elsewhere now. The other young people are still being supported, and particularly at this time, as their stories, which are really, really difficult, are now in the public eye. And kind of we can't stress enough just how brave these young people were in telling their story and for those details now being in the public arena.
Can I just ask, ladies, why do you think Coventry is the second worst city in the country outside London for abuse or neglect of children? It's just shocking, isn't it? The second worst outside London.
I'm not sure, Trish, actually. I don't know whether we can comment on that. I mean, I know I have seen figures before that say that about
Coventry. But, you know, have you got any idea why we're getting it so wrong? Why are children in this position in this city?
It's a really good question, which I don't think we could answer. I think now things have changed slightly. We've got the Horizon team. Maybe that things will start changing. But historically, I wouldn't want to even guess.
It's just shocking. It's awful.
I think what the report does do is just highlight, just as you've already pointed out, actually 5 years ago, professional knowledge was very different, and sexual exploitation was an unknown experience. Yeah. Professionals really didn't have the training, and I think that gets picked up a lot in the report, that at the time it was individuals that armed themselves with knowledge, that were proactive in wanting to understand it deeper, and those individuals now have been able to ensure that knowledge
I just don't understand how you couldn't recognise a child's been abused. I don't understand why you need training to understand why a child is being abused. I find it astonishing.
I think it is. On the face of it, it is. I think what makes child sexual exploitation particularly difficult to recognise is, and when you're talking about teenagers, so first of all, the use of the word child sometimes makes people think, well, these are teenagers and they're making choices about what they're doing and who they're involved with. So that's one of the difficulties. The second difficulty is with teenagers, again, some of the signs and symptoms of sexual exploitation are changes in behaviour, mood, might be using alcohol.
And that can be a teenage trait anyway,
absolutely.
Can't it?
Absolutely. All sorts of things that can be misunderstood or misinterpreted as normal teenage behaviour and choice, and that's what makes it particularly difficult. So, and young people themselves don't always know what's happening to them is exploitative.
Because this has now been recognised and is becoming much more at the forefront of people's minds, are we likely to see more historical cases coming forward then?
Possibly. Yeah. Possibly, yes.
I think so. And certainly as an organisation, we've had more referrals.
And is there enough in place to support people that do want to come forward? If people are listening to this now and thinking, OK, well, this happened to me, I want some help, or I feel brave enough to come forward, what would you say for them to do?
Well, obviously we've got the Horizon team for the council. I'm sure you'll give some contact details so they can contact them, or they can contact Kairos, and we will assess them and refer them on where we think they should go if we can't help them. But yes, I think we need a fully funded multi-agency service, definitely, with statutory and voluntary working together for this. And our dream would be to have that fully funded service.
Okay, well, thank you both very much for coming in. We do want to speak to Coventry City Council. They've told us this morning there's nobody available to talk to us, but we will, of course, keep trying for them. Let's get a look at the roads, though, with Sarah Tilley.